Wednesday.
There was an Akuda that we glossed over yesterday. There was an Indian that we mentioned that needed an Arichus, is the relationship of Oyer to of Aaron. In other words, he said over here that the Kodesh HaKadoshim is the Makom of Kedusha, and that's and he says the reason why it's the Makom of Kedusha is because you have the Luchis and the Aaron over there, or the Torah and the Aaron. The word Aaron is very strange, because the Aaron was just a chetimtze for the Luchis. The Aaron is not in itself chashiv, lechura. It's just a chetimtze for the luchos. And if you're trying to explain what's the Maila Kodesh Kadoshim, say it's the Makom, the Luchas, the Makom of Torah. But he's medactic here that it's the Aaron was there. He says Kodesh Kadoshim Torah for Aaron, and he also says because the Aaron is the Oyer Atzmoi Lekach Nikra Aaron Meloshen Oyer, that the word Oyer is Misyaches to the Aaron itself. So he means something here. He's being medayek something. I want to shtel to a shtickle that he says later, a halachic shtickle that he says, a very famous sheet of the Maral, which it has a shayrish of the Hezba. The Maral, in two or three pages later, speaks about if you're allowed to use a candle for adlokas neir Hanukkah. He brings a rush and he says his own shita. He says you're not allowed to use a candle. And the reason he says is because a neir is something which is a container that contains oil and a wick in the oil. The neir is, the definition of a neir is the container of the fuel that will burn or light up. That's the definition of it. If a person takes what defines a candle is where the entire thing itself gets burnt up. In other words, a candle is completely gets used up. A ner is a kli with oil in it and so on. Somebody declared actually a shayla, it's one of the halacha lemaisa shaylas. What happens if you put a candle in a kli? Would that affect it or not in the Maral Shita? The Maral Shita is based on a rush. And like everything else, they try to get around technologically. They have candles that you put inside a kli, that the top layer of the candle becomes oil at a very low temperature. So you have oil in a kli from a candle becoming the fire. So to be yotze this shita. But at any rate, that's a mal shita. And he says because it's li kuva dafka, and he's a little bit meirich about this. Because the tzura of a guf with an neshama is a kli with something in it that burns. And that's exactly the tzura of a ner with shemen and a psila, as opposed to something which would be completely, quote-unquote, ruchnias, like a candle which is completely fire. That's the nusach and signin of the... That's what he says over here. So we have to understand, l'chura... Why is there such a kpeda? I mean, the main thing is it should be light. Light is the presumi nisa. So why is there such a kpeda if you have the oil has to be inside a kli and the kli is and the kli doesn't get burnt and the oil does get burnt? I see a parallel in the two in yonim. I want to shtal to another nekuda. I think a shayach to it. There's in the musig lemoshel tzitzis that are. There's Tashmishi Mitzvah and there's Tashmishi Kedusha. Tzitzis themselves are Tashmishi Mitzvah. You're not allowed to get rid of them derech bizoyin, but the beged itself doesn't become a tzur of anything. In the Sefer Torah Lamashal, there's a musig of Tashmishi Kedusha, and there's a special limud that the gillion is also Kaddish. Sovivli Reyov, that the gillion of the Sefer also becomes Kaddish. And it's a yichud in Pashtus and the Yonim, in Tefillah and in Torah specifically, you find it. You find that the Beis HaKnesses becomes Mitzurif, gets Kedusha, the Rachva, the Teva, but in Yonim of Mitzvah, you don't find it. The handle, the thing that you hold the lulav with, has no shaykhus to anything. So you could say, Pasha, this is a low kedusha, high kedusha, but there's something very significant mitzad, the teichna inyan, mitzad de mal yusa shebedava. Kedusha is something which is be'etzem, by definition, not nitfas in this world. There is also no such thing as kedusha mitzaratzma, because kedusha is not of the metzias of this world. The malachim ask, "Aye mekoyim kavoidoy, mekoyimay hu yifen v'yachon." There needs to be a place for where inyanim shebekdusha come from, because the davar shebekdusha is not really part of this world. There needs to be a platform for it. Kedusha is ethereal; it's in the air. So I need to have a chetimtza. I need to have a basis for it in this world. And b'meila, the basis for it becomes part of it. Tzitzis, mitzad, being tzitzis exists in this world. Tzitzis are threads. Tashmish and kedusha, by and large, are words. A sefer Torah is the words. Words need to be on a piece of paper, because the oisis parchus ba'avir is something which doesn't have a kiyum. It has to shtelzach tzu to something. And b'meila, anything that shayach to a higher darga, b'dafka needs to have a platform to act as a kli. So just like the Sefer Torah needs to have a for instance, let's take the difference. The lechem upon him, the lechem is lechem without the kli shabai. You need to be mesader it nicely, you put it on the table. But be'etzem, the table is a showcase. It's not mitzarev ter etzem lechem. In Torah, because Torah is something which is lemaila from our metzias, it needs to have an oren, and the or dafka comes through the oren. The metzias that projects itself comes. Let's give one more makom, one more marshal to help us understand it. The Gemara says, "Hani bavloi tipshoi," that they get off a sefer Torah and they don't get off a Talmud Chacham. The pshat is because Torah itself has no metzias in this world unless it came from a person. If it didn't come from a person, it doesn't have a kiyum. If somebody tells you an abstract svara. So you tell him, I need a mukum, I need a mucker, give me a case, give me a metzias. You're saying a svara. If a person says a svara that doesn't have any practical nafkamina, is it like this or is it like this? I tell him, give me a nafkamina in those two tzadim. If you can't give me a nafkamina, then your words are not lemaisa. They're not part of the reality of Torah. I think I once told over the Meister, Moshe Shapiro once went with a chav of his when they were very young boys to the Chaznish to talk and learning. I think he told me it was bar mitzvah and his friend was probably a year older than him. And they, you know, it was a big thing. They went to Chaznish and this his friend was very eager and he said over Chakira. The Chaznish smiled patiently and asked, "Elamayin afkemina," whether it's this way or this way. So this kid was... he imitated his Rebbe. He said, "Nafkimina is if you know how to learn pshat." So the Chaznish smiled very gently and he said, "My kind," he says, "keep clearing chakiris that have no nafkiminas, and you'll grow to be a fine amaret someday." The words that don't have, is it like this or is it like this, and it doesn't have any practical way of being a metzias, is not, it doesn't have a metzias. In inyanim that are called kedusha, dafka, if there is no expression of it, the chelek hagufni, that's a platform in it, has a much bigger tziruf to it than in any other inyan. Because in any other inyan, if a person doesn't, if the tzitzis don't have a beged, they're still tzitzis, they're just not, there's no chiv mitzvah. But the beged doesn't make it into tzitzis. The ink and the parchment in the Sefer Torah making it to Divrei Torah. Divrei Torah that don't have ink, Divrei Torah that don't have a parchment for the ink to be on, is not Divrei Torah. So the Makom, and that's what he says over here, Bermiza, that this becomes, the Oren is the Makom for the Torah, and he says it later also when he speaks about the Inyan that you can't have Neiros Shel Shaiva. He says that that becomes like the Guf. He uses the word that that's the Makom. Let me see if I can find it easily. I don't see it offhand. But he says it also, that becomes the Makom for it, and Bemela, that's the Tzur of it. So when we have a Tzur of Neiris, if a person uses a candle, so if a candle burns in its entirety, then it's not demonstrating something that is ruchni be'etzem, because if it's whole metzias, it can be in this world. It's not of another metzias. It's only a ner, which is a tsura guf, that supports something other than it that has that type of darga. I want to explain it in one other area. It says, the Mishnah speaks about haloimed al nas lasseis, loimed al nas loilas, shaloim nas lasseis. In learning, there is a limud al nas lasseis and not al nas lasseis. L'chura, it's two separate inyanim. The first thing is, are you sitting and learning? He's learning. Are you doing good mitzvahs? You're not doing good mitzvahs. So you get a plus for the learning and an X for the mitzvahs. Why is it that it becomes a pagam in the etzem learning? I mean, a person can do mitzvahs and not learn. So he gets schar for the mitzvahs and he gets an X for not learning. A person can daven better and do less ma'isim, do more ma'isim, daven less. There's no, each aver and each mitzvah stands on its own. So why is there an inyan of limud al nas lasois and so on and so forth? Also, the Chachmas Yovan especially was something which was very, very, it was philosophy. It was something which people put a lot of effort into thinking about what's right and what's wrong. There wasn't any Torahs how to enact it. In other words, the metzias of having to do right and wrong wasn't a Yevani concept. It was much more to study about and think about it. The Luman Asas is because if Torah is a metzias for itself, then it's not a metzias. If it doesn't have a platform, an Olam HaMaisa, for doing... For if it's not the idea that takes effect in Olam HaMaisa, then it's not Torah. One or the other. Torah is like a neshama to a guf. So just like if you have no guf, by definition it's not a neshama. All it is it enter bifnei atzmoi. A neshama to guf means specifically that it's mechaya something else. If a person's ideas are not mitstarif to the Olam HaMaisa, then it's lacking in the tzura of Torah. I'm not talking about if the person is not able to mekayim everything. If a person is being tzahara and it's hard for him, say that those are sometimes the candle burns brighter, sometimes it burns less bright. But if a person's lechatchila is what a wonderful world of ideas, then that's not the tzura of these inyanim. Then the inyan of Torah is dafka ha'ara that expresses itself through this world. And if it doesn't express itself through this world, it's not going to be it's not tashmish kedusha. And sometimes a person sometimes learns a lot, but doesn't understand it as being operative in this world. Let me give you a dogma. I heard from somebody once He said, this person was telling over Maisa that somebody was two very, very from Yidden were working in a business. One was a wholesaler, one was a retailer. And the wholesaler sent whatever is 50 boxes of stuff to the retailer. And it was expensive items, $200-$300 a box. When the guy unloaded the stuff by the retailer tells him, you know, Jack, Tom, leave another two cases here. It's worth $100 for you to leave another two cases. So the guy said, I can't do it. So, nisht is nisht. He comes back and he was so shocked. He told his boss, the wholesaler, he told him, you know, strangest things happened. I came to this guy, Moshe, the retailer. I unload the stuff he ordered. And then he tells me, why don't you leave another two boxes and it's worth $100 for me. I think it's shocking. The wholesaler picks up a phone and he calls up Moshe and he says, Moshe, I don't understand. What's this all about? He answered, what's the problem? He says, business is business. You know, I mean, we're not talking about a Tosfos now. We're talking about the business. In business, it's my job to try to cheat a few cases off. It's your job to try to catch the guy that doesn't do it. What's the kasha? It wasn't coming with a teretz. He was saying, I mean, what do you think? We're talking here, it's a sugi and baba mitziah and baba asher. I mean, it's business. It's real life. That's where you have a pagam. When a person has an isoin, he has an isoin. It's true from the world of machshava to the world of maisa is a long gap, and not everything that works on the plan works in the maisa. But the person perceives Torah as not being part of the chachma, not being part of the world, then it's not Torah. Torah comes with the oren only. It says in the Gemara, very strange Gemara, in the Megillah, if you touch a sefer Torah oren, you nikvar arum. That if you touch a sefer Torah barehanded, then the onus is that you're buried naked. And it's hard to understand. I mean, what exactly is the problem there? I mean, and that's why you're very makbir to touch it with the mantle and with the gartle and so on. The teretz is if Torah, just like a person has a body without his clothing. But he only appears through the clothing. Torah appears through levushim. If a person can dehera mitzias of Torah without the levushim, then it's begam. In other words, if Torah does not need to shtol zechutzu to anything olam ha'maisa, that's not a maila on Torah. It's a reyes on Torah. It's a chisaron. Things that are ethereal, the mashal. Let's give one more example. And because it's a nekudah, you find a lot of places. Moshe Rabbeinu's first gilui was a sneh that was burning, and the sneh didn't get used up. Vasnenen ukol. So he obviously realized it's a davar pella. How could something burn without consuming? It's a big pella. So I have a shaila. So why did he need a sneh? He could have, HaKadosh Baruch could have just had a fire standing like this. I mean, if it's not using the snare anyway, if the snare is not getting consumed, then why have the Eish on a snare? Have it midair, like a laser show, just standing midair. The Teretz is, the Dvar Hashem needs an achiza in Olam Hazeh. It doesn't need, Torah is not valid because it's practical. Yesterday we spoke about one half, that a person, or yesterday, 2 days ago, that Torah is not the way to run your business successfully and properly, the way to have a happy marriage and wonderful family. That's not what Torah is. Torah is there to elevate the family and the person to a higher darga. But it's there only as part of this world. If there is no kli, the shemen doesn't stand anywhere. If there's no parchment, it's oisis paros ba'avir, and v'chein hala. If there's no snare, then there's no eish. Even though the tachlis of the snare is not to support the eish, it's a very fine afchana that a person has to live with. It's almost a paradox, but both are emes. if a person takes Torah down to this world and he says the entirety of Torah is only the best and nicest way to run Olam Hazeh, then he's wrong. If a person says Torah is a welt of beautiful ideas, it's poetry and depth, but that's not Olam HaMaaseh, then that's also not, that's called touching a Sefer Torah Arim. There's no sense that it comes with a levush. So that's an akud I want to be vayra about the Arim. Torah comes with an Arim dafka, and the Oir is the Arim. Just like the light itself might be coming from electricity, but I see it from the bulb. To me, the bulb, which is the reflection of the excitement that the electricity produces, the electrons, whatever it is, comes off either the fluorescent surface or the heating up of the filament or whatever it is. I see it mitzad its levush. So the oir of Torah is the orin is loshen oir. But the Torah it's, and the pshat in the Kodesh HaKadoshim, you couldn't have just a sefer Torah without an orin, because Torah goes with a levush dafka. It only has to shalzach tzu. So Torah in that sense is like a guf and a neshama. If it's just a goof, it's dead. And if it's just a neshama, it's a mazik. Like it says, the Chaim Shlomo used to say, we think neshamas are very holy and the goof bothers it, but without the goof, it's mazikim, not neshamas. The person has to understand that Torah is there. The purpose of Torah is to take him beyond where he is. And he has to understand that if Torah is not attached to this world, then it's Oisus Parashas Bava. It doesn't have any mitzvahs in Eikiyah. Okay. Well,